This goes to Dr. Vilin. It's V-I-L-I-N, like November. Last name is Lee, capital L-I. Fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, middle initial E, like Echo, Neil, N-E-I-L-L. Date of birth 10/16 of 1940. Dear Dr. Lee, this is a consultation for Mr. Neil, who was sent for evaluation of increasing creatinine June 9th of 26. The creatinine level had increased from 1.46 up to 1.8, and etiology is currently unknown. He resides at the Masonic Pathways Independent Living Quarters and lives there with his wife, and he just moved to Michigan at the end of 2025 and then established care in your practice. Prior to that, he lived at least 12 years in Arizona near the border of Mexico, and he feels well today. He's had a long history of type 2 diabetes, not always very well controlled. He has permanent atrial fibrillation, but no current symptoms. He also has known normal pressure hydrocephalus with placement of a VP shunt October of 2025, and that seems to be doing well. He does have severe neuropathy of both feet, not pain, but it feels as if he's walking on pillows. So he has difficulty ambulating since he can't feel his feet as he's walking. And he's been taking large dose of gabapentin instead of 600 milligram twice a day. He has decreased to 300 milligram, three tablets at bedtime, and he does not take any in the morning because they do make him tired. But that's what he uses for treatment of that. He's had some recent temporal mandibular joint pain and some arthritis of multiple joints. He has reflux esophagitis symptoms and known benign prostatic hypertrophy. He's not had a workup for that. He's not sure if he has any urinary retention. Currently, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. He does ambulate with a walk or with a cane due to the neuropathy and just not being able to feel his feet. No recent falls. He does have chronic edema of the lower extremities, and he states that's been present since he had his right total hip replacement done in 2018 while in Arizona. And it's worse on the right, but he's been taking large dose of Lasix, 40 milligram twice a day. And when he returned to Michigan, one of the providers tried to decrease the Lasix slightly, so they decreased to 40 milligram once a day. By the next morning, his legs were very swollen, and by the next evening, they started developing blisters and weeping at that point. So the Lasix then was resumed at 40 milligram twice a day, which does control the edema. He does complain of nocturia 2 to 3 times per night and urinary incontinence, and he does require protection. He does have some mild hearing loss. Past medical history, type 2 diabetes for many years, atrial fibrillation that is permanent, normal pressure, hydrocephalus, degenerative arthritis, recent temporal mandibular joint pain, diabetic neuropathy, gastroesophageal reflux disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, restless legs, hyperlipidemia, and chronic edema of the lower extremities since 2018. Surgical history, he had a VP shunt placed in October of 25, and reportedly it's working well. He had lumbar back surgery. He reports that some bone spurs were removed, and that was about 20 years ago, he states, and right total hip replacement in 2018. Social history, he's an ex-smoker. He quit in 1969. He does not use any vaping materials and has not smoked since 69. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married and lives with his wife at the Masonic Pathways facility, and he's retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and asthma. Review of systems as stated above. Drug allergies. No known drug allergies. Medications. Trazodone 50 mg at bedtime. Lasix 40 mg twice a day. Metoprolol 25 mg twice a day. Gabapentin is 900 mg at bedtime. Flomax 0.4 mg 2 daily. Xarelto 15 mg daily. Metformin 500 mg twice a day. Pramixaprol, it's P-R-A-M like Mary, I-P-E-X-O-L-E, 1 mg twice a day. Prilosec 20 mg daily. Zyrtec 10 mg daily. And Detrol, extended release, 4 mg daily. And he does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 75 inches, weight 195 pounds. Pulse is 66 and irregular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 102 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, and he has bilateral hearing aids. Pharynx is clear, midline uvula. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. No lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is irregular with a controlled rate of 66 to 70. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, 1 to 2 plus edema of both lower extremities, ankles and feet bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions, no weeping, no fluid is noted, no masses. He does have decreased sensation of feet and ankles bilaterally. Pulses are 1 to 2 plus bilaterally. In labs, most recent diagnostic studies were done June 9th. 2026, the creatinine was up to 1.8 with a GFR of 36. Calcium is 9.8, albumin 4.4, phosphorus 3.3, sodium 137, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 28, intact parathyroid hormone is 33.2, urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein. Hemoglobin 12.8, hematocrit 39.1, normal white count, normal platelets, normal differential. His transthoracic echocardiogram was done 2-6 of 26, and his cardiologist is Dr. Pacis, P-A-C-I-S. It showed mildly dilated atria with an ejection fraction of 60%, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, mild aortic regurgitation, no pericardial effusion, and ungraded diastolic dysfunction. His previous creatinine levels, 1229 of 25, were 1.49 with GFR 46, then 3.6 of 26 creatinine, 1.46 GFR 47, 6.9 26 creatinine was up to 1.8 GFR 36. Assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, which has increased rapidly within the last 3 months. 2, known benign prostatic hypertrophy. We're not sure whether he's got any obstruction, so that will be checked. And permanent atrial fibrillation. We're going to repeat labs now. He's going to be scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. To rule out any urinary retention and treat that if that's happening. We've asked him to decrease the gabapentin from 900 milligram at bedtime to just two capsules at bedtime, which is 600 milligram. We're going to try to get that as low as possible since that's a known contributor to peripheral edema. Then maybe the Lasix might be able to be tapered back again. Possibly we would go from 80 milligram a day to 60 milligram a day. So we would do 40 in the morning and 20 in the afternoon to try to be slow and gentle about the taper, and hopefully prevent any rebound severe edema, that which happened last time, if possible. But hopefully if we can get the offending drug tapered down a bit, maybe the edema might be less severe. And he will continue to follow his low-salt diet. He will avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice within the next 2 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.